Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith and noble tradition which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is about the reward of having a good intention, niyatul khair. As we know, it's one of the fundamental aspects and dimensions of Islam that our actions are recompensed based upon the intentions with which they are performed. In a very beautiful hadith, Imam Ali has been narrated to have said, intention is the basis of action. And Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam said the same thing basically when he said, there is no action without intention. In this tradition, the Prophet mentions the reward for having a good intention. Now, right now we're in the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is a very beautiful month. It's a very spiritually good opportunity for us to perform good deeds. But a lot of times, we don't really have the strength to do so, right? We're tired because we're fasting, you know. And, you know, in a lot of countries, the month of Ramadan is not off. So, you know, we have to go to work. We have to go to school. It makes it even more difficult, right? By the time we get home from work or from school, we don't have any more energy to perform any ibadat or acts of worship. But even if we don't, as long as we have the intention of doing so, even if later on we just don't have the energy to really do anything, we still get a lot of reward and sawab for it. In this tradition, the Holy Prophet says something about this. Let's look at this hadith now together. The Prophet ﷺ said, we left two groups of people in Medina. While there was no valley we crossed, nor heights we climbed, nor hills we descended without them being with us. In other words, the Prophet said that we left a group of people in Medina and we went somewhere. I don't know exactly where they went, but the Prophet probably went on a battle or he went on an excursion or for some other task. Those people who were left in Medina, in the city of Medina, the Prophet said, they were with us. They were with us. The people said the following to the Prophet when he said that. They said, how can they be with us when they are not witnessed to any of this? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded to them by saying, it is because of their intentions. Meaning those people, they wanted to come with us. They intended to come with us. Something happened and they couldn't come with us. But because they made the intention to come with us, right, they will be included in the reward that we are given. In a similar tradition, the Holy Prophet said the following to Abu Zar, one of his famous ashab and companions. The Prophet said, O Abu Zar, intend to do good even if you do not manage to do it, so that you are not written amongst the inattentive, the ghafilin, the inattentive. Even if we make the intention to do good, but we cannot perform it, Allah will give us the reward of those people who did it. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the intention of doing good and its reward in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin. وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد